and welcome back to the TLC podcast. I am Madison, and I am here with my amazing co-host, Akansha.
Hi! So we have yet another exciting episode for y'all today.
And happy Wednesday! I feel like time is flying in the queue. I don't know what day it is, but it's okay, because today is super exciting.
Yes, we have one of our classmates slash best friends slash amazing human being, Lauren, with us today. We're going to talk about all things from her journey with fitness, how she got into it in the first place, judgment that comes with being a fit woman, finding time to balance it all, how her fitness life has been with quarantine, and also low-key TikTok famous, so go follow her at LG Pool with an underscore, I think is what they're called, but yeah. She's so funny. She's great. You have to follow her.
Yeah, today is a good one, so be sure to listen until the end. But before we get started, we have a special offer for our listeners. Again, this is a TLC podcast exclusive. Blush House of Beaute offers a diverse variety of products for all your beauty needs. Blush carries a variety of luxury brands from Balm on Hair, SkinCeuticals, Jane Iredale, Kérastase Kiehl's, Mason Pearson Brushes, T3, Enzo Milano, Yves Saint Laurent Beauty, and so much more. Blush has it all. Whether that's hair, skin, nails, or accessories, you'll be sure to find it at Blush House of Beaute. Find all your beauty needs at shopblushhob.com and use promo code LADYLIKE for a special offer for our listeners. I am obsessed with SkinCeuticals, and you know me, like my skincare is everything. Their HA Intensifier is amazing. It's basically Botox without getting Botox. Like, my skin is so plump. And it just like evens out all those fine lines and like minimizes your pores. It is amazing. I also have been using their LHA face wash forever, and it is so good. It leaves your skin feeling minty and clean and removes all that dirt and grime that's stuck in your pores. I cannot recommend SkinCeuticals enough. And lucky for you, we have a special offer for our listeners. Use promo code LADYLIKE for a special discount. Again, that's shopblushhob.com and use promo code LADYLIKE. Here at Blush, you're more than just a pretty face. So without further ado, here's the beautiful, stunning, and the CrossFit queen, Lauren Poole.
I'm so excited. Hi guys.
I'm so, so excited.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, so a little background over here. Lauren is actually the first friend that I made at New York City at our program, and we clicked pretty much right away, and just like a week later, our whole group was just pretty much set.
I am so glad we met each other, Akansha, because we just formed such a great friendship, and yeah. I know that you guys will be my friends forever.
Oh, my heart. No, like, yeah. It's also crazy, like, how young you are. Like, I feel like you're so wise beyond your years. Like, when you told me, like, you're like, oh, I just turned 21. I'm like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
You, like, have your, like, shit together. It's insane. Like,
Well, thank you.
No, I'm so impressed with you. But I feel like we should really just, like, jump right into this interview.
Yeah. So why don't we just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So like Madison said, I'm 21. I'm from Massachusetts. I love fitness, dogs, and shopping. And then my go-to fitness at the moment is CrossFit. And it is the best workout ever. And we'll go into more details in that later on.
Yeah, no, like, literally, when I look at you, like, you're such, like, a tiny little human being. And then, like, on Instagram or Snapchat, you're, like, deadlifting and, like, doing, like, all these push-ups, like, what are they, like, drop push-ups? I don't even know what they're called, but it's insane. Like, I want to hear more, like, what got you into CrossFit? What got you into, like, that kind of workout?
Yeah, so basically, I was a competitive gymnast for 16 years, and gymnastics is a very demanding sport. You're in the gym for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I was a really successful gymnast. I made it to regionals. I won at regionals. Yeah. So basically, gymnastics has basically guided me into fitness because it not only taught me hard work and determination, but it also taught me about time management and like lifelong lessons that will help me with life.
That's so true. Like, I feel like people that do sports and carry them through like at a young age, like they're very like they they understand, like, adult life. Like, it's weird. Yeah. Like dancers, like, horseback riders, gymnasts, like, they're all very, like...
There's, like, that dedication and, like, that, like, understanding of just time management. Like, time management is such an important thing, I think, with all, like, anyone in sports. And as your child, you're, like, you have your strict schedule. So, I think it's awesome that you... I didn't know you were a gymnast, like, for 16 years, actually.
Yeah, no, 16 years. And I actually made it to level 10, which is the highest level you can go to before you hit elite level, which is, like, Olympic level.
Wait, that's insane.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
And didn't you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you were going to try out for, like, the United States rowing team, or you were going to do some sort of, like, rowing, like,
thing? So... I was actually going to bring this up later on, but I'll let you guys know now. I've actually started taking lessons for rowing, and I've already been, like, scouted. So, yeah. Yeah. So, like, I'm working on that as well. Like, I think CrossFit has helped me also get that back strength and that upper body strength to help with rowing. But that's something I'm definitely, like, going to be working on.
That is actually crazy, because I know you're, like, you mentioned it, like, before, and I was like, I don't know if she's, like, still doing it, or if, like, that was actually a thing and I just made that up, but, like, that is crazy. Oh my gosh,
that is honestly so crazy. Like, I can't, I mean, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Congrats. That's actually so exciting. Like, I'm so happy for you.
It definitely, like, goes to show that you can do anything at any age. Like, yeah. You don't have to be young to, like, get into, like, these insane sports or do something that you're passionate about. Like, I think that's so cool. So let's talk actually a little bit about, like, your CrossFit journey. Like, why out of all, you know, there's so many different styles of workouts. And, like, I even considered CrossFit at one point, but I'm, like, a little shrimp. How did you, like, get, because it is insane. Like, I watch videos online of people doing CrossFit, and I'm like, they're, like, flipping tires over their heads, like, doing backflips off walls.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like,
So, yeah, basically, when I finished gymnastics, I kind of had, like, I almost felt empty inside, because I had been doing it for so long, and it was so demanding. And I just kind of missed it, but I couldn't do it anymore. So that's when I stumbled into CrossFit, actually. And it's kind of brought back that joy that gymnastics gave me. And it consists of, like, weightlifting, high-intensity workouts, and that's my style of workout. Like, I love to weightlift. I love to deadlift. I love to get a good sweat going. Like, I just feel so good after a CrossFit workout.
And, like, that's how you should feel after a workout. Yeah. But that's literally awesome. Like, how do you find time to, like, balance it all? I know with, like, school and everything.
Yeah.
My main priority is I put myself first, and I know that I need to work out to feel good and to stay on the right path. So I always make time for a workout. Even, like, during, it could be the busiest week with school and finals, I always cut off at least an hour to get a workout in.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, that's amazing, because, like, you know me, like, I barely make time for working out. So, like, when I see you guys, like, working out, it inspires me to work out. But, like, the fact that, like, you have such, like, a, like, that's just such a huge part of your life. Like, I'm sure, like, not only is that more of, like, a health thing for you, but, like, probably mentally, too. So, like, working out, like, how does it help with your, I guess, mental health, too?
Absolutely. It helps with my mental ability just so much. Like, it helps clear my mind. So it doesn't matter what type of day I've had. I could have had the worst day. And when I enter the gym, I let that go. I do my workout and I just focus on me and, like, my workout. And then when I leave the gym, I just feel so much better.
Yeah, that's, like, we kind of talked about this actually, like, on our, like, last episode. I always say, like, I work out for my mental health. I don't work out to, like, stay in shape. Like, yeah, I would love to have, like, abs and, like, you know, be super fit. But, like, if I'm having a bad day, like, I'm going to work out for my, like, brain, and I'm going to do what it needs versus, you know, what your body needs versus, like, oh, I want to do this so I can lose weight, or I want to do this so I can, like, gain muscle. Like, again, it's, like, a mental, like, therapy.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. It's like a form of therapy for me. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It is. Well, like, we all do Soul Cycle, but we drag Akansha to Soul Cycle. Lauren yes. and I do Soul Cycle. And every single time we do it, we feel like brand new people. You walk out of there and you're like, I'm a bad boss bitch. Like, I can conquer the world. Like, you've had this too, where we've had really bad weeks or days or we've been really pissed off. We'll go in there super angry and we'll come out like brand new person. And it's like nothing like went wrong in our week.
No, exactly. And I love that. Like, I just love that. It's a form of therapy. It just makes me feel so much better.
Yeah. So like you kind of answered this, but like, do you ever set certain goals for yourself, or is it just more like, again, just the mental thing? Or are you like, okay, you know what? I really want to work on my arms, my abs, or like blah, 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 blah.
So because going back to the gymnastics thing, it was a very goal-driven sport. So I also still make myself have goals because I'm a very goal-driven person. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, before quarantine, my goal was to hit a 300-pound deadlift to be able to lift that. I got pretty close before quarantine. I hit 275. So I was really close to my goal.
Meanwhile, I think 5-pound weights are heavy. So
I mean, I literally was using like
out.
I literally was at my brother's apartment trying out his like sphere weights, which are literally 5 pounds, and I was struggling. It was bad.
Oh my gosh. For everyone who cannot see, my eyes literally just like popped out of my skull when she said that. I was like, what?
I know.
Oh my God. That's what I'm saying. You are so like cool. Like you look like this tiny like little person, and all of a sudden, like, you know,
you're like sports lifting bra, tires.
Shorts, and she's like, it's insane. It's absolutely crazy. Insane. Like, oh my gosh.
So speaking of quarantine, how has your like, you know, work fitness life changed since quarantine started? Like, what do you do?
Yeah. So I have to be very creative, actually. So my normal day now kind of looks like this. I'll get up earlier in the morning. I'll go run at my local track. So my old high school, I run on their track. And I usually do about a mile. And then I'll do like push-ups, sit-ups. I'll do like dips, if you know what dips are.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to kill my abs. Like, I just love to do a lot of ab workouts. So I've just had to be really creative, though, because if you don't have any equipment, you just have to get creative.
Yeah. So this kind of, I was wondering this. Do you ever follow along with like fitness? Because there's so many like fitness influencers and like so many online cool workouts that like I've discovered in quarantine. Do you make your own plan, or do you like follow along with anyone, or is there anyone you like to follow?
So my dad's actually been a huge inspiration for working out. So he's actually helped me understand a lot of like workouts. Like, if you want your back to get bigger, this is what you should do. If you want, you know, your abs to show more, this is what you should do. So I kind of talk to him and we kind of like make workouts that way. But I also have a couple of people on Instagram that I follow who are, you know, very good CrossFitters, well known, and like compete in the games. And I try and do their workouts as well.
That's so cool. Yeah. So like the CrossFit community, like, is it like a, you've told us about it before, but like, it's a pretty big like community, like, and there's different ones depending on where you are. It's like not like a cult, but like it's like a big like thing that like I had no idea before I met you.
Yeah, same.
I actually love CrossFit too because of the community it brings. Mm-hmm. There's so many different people from all different ages. So that's what I love about it too. I mean, I could be working out to someone who's in college or someone else that's next to me and they're in their 50s and they're crushing it. So I like the diversity in CrossFit, actually.
That's like so cool. That's what's really cool about CrossFit. Like, there's so many crazy, like a lot of like older people do CrossFit and they're insane at it. Again, like, I just like, I'm so mind blown by like the community it like brings and stuff. Like, it's so like, I don't know. But did you notice like any differences between, because you went to the CrossFit in New York and then you also went to the one at home in Mass. Like, what, was there any differences, or do you think it's pretty much the same atmosphere?
So I'll spill a little bit of tea.
I love some tea.
Yes, we do.
Yes. I actually loved my CrossFit gym more that's in my hometown than in New York, just because I liked the style of the workouts better. Obviously, in New York, the facilities are smaller because, you know, spacing-wise. The gym back in my hometown, it's a big, huge gym. So there's a lot more space, a lot more you can do for workouts. And I just felt that I never got bored with the workouts in my hometown. They were always different. Whereas in New York, it was a lot of repetition. So
that makes sense. And plus, I feel like the city, it probably appeals to the masses versus like the individual.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's interesting. Like, I didn't think that CrossFit would be like different between city. I don't know. I thought it was more or less like you go in there and you do your own kind of workout. But like you're saying, they have like set workouts for you to do.
Yes. So each time I would go in, they basically like have it up on the whiteboard and they're saying, okay, this is what we're going to do today. You start off with your weightlifting portion, you know, for about 15, 20 minutes. And then for the rest of the class, you're doing like these high intense workouts. And it's different each time. But I just found that in my hometown, everything was a lot more different. Like the weightlifting was different. The workouts were different. Whereas in New York, we would always be doing like the same weightlifting and we never really did anything different. So
actually, just to clarify, because like some people, like I only heard of CrossFit because of you, right? So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have no idea what CrossFit is. So what is, I guess, CrossFit? What does your typical workout consist of?
Yeah, I should explain that actually. So
you're fine.
So CrossFit basically is you walk in the door and you start off with a workout, like a warm up, I should say. So, for example, have you ever seen like the wall balls, those big giant balls?
Yeah.
Okay. So for example, a warm up would be you have that ball and you're just tossing it up in the air a couple times. And then you're going to go to the rowing machine and you're going to row a little bit just to get that heart rate up. And then for like 15 to 20 minutes, they're going to pick a weightlifting section. So they're saying, okay, we're going to do deadlift today or something else like a clean and jerk. Okay. And I'll stick with weightlift. I'll stay with the deadlift though. So you do your deadlift and basically like you're just working on your goals. So if you want to do the same weight, that's totally fine. If you want to increase your weight, you can do that too. And then for the rest of the workout, they'll probably pick, like it depends on the instructor. They'll probably give you like, okay, so for the next 20 minutes, we're going to do an AMRAP. And an AMRAP is as many reps as possible. So he'll be like, okay, you're going to do squats, muscle-ups, push-ups, like anything that he wants to do. And then you have to try and do as many like reps as you can in that 20 minutes. And that's what a workout would be.
Oh my God. Wow. Literally my body is crying just listening to all that.
Literally same.
I could not. I would not be able to do that. But that is, I mean, okay. And we know, Lauren, you're super fit. You're super strong. Like, after, like, getting to know you even more, like, I can actually see, like, how you're a strong girl. And that's, like, another thing that we kind of want to, like, talk about. It's just, like, we hear the judgment all the time, you know, like, even we're guilty of it as well. Like, oh, like, why, she goes to the gym to get guys, or she goes to the gym, like, because she's, you know, she's skinny. Why does she need to go? She's too fat. She shouldn't go. Like, she's an embarrassment. Like, there's all this, like, judgment I feel like surrounding working out. And like I think that, like, I don't know, like, have you ever experienced any judgment? Like, how does that kind of come into your life with fitness?
Absolutely. I've experienced that. So for example, I've been told that I look like a man, that my shoulders are too big, and that my legs are too big. So when I hear that, you know, that kind of makes me upset, because you know, I'm just here to work out and look good. And yeah, and it just upsets me. And then I've had other times where I've been at the gym and, you know, I'm lifting more than the guy next to me and they're not okay with that. and they're, you know, laughing at me, pointing at me, stuff like that. Yep.
Really?
Taking videos of me. Yeah.
No way.
That's insane.
That is actually sad. I mean,
it is.
I didn't know it was that intense. Like, I know you mentioned it, like, you know, like, briefly to us that, like, you've had that. But, I mean, the fact that they're, like, filming you, I mean, that's just not, like, it's not, okay, a girl wants to go to the workout because she wants to stay fit. Not because she's, like, trying to, like, you know, out, like, weigh you or out, like, work out with you or something, whatever it is. So, like, is that, like, negativity ever, like, I guess, like, stopping you from doing things or, like, keeping you, like, holding you back?
I've had a couple times where, you know, I've kind of looked in the mirror and I actually kind of saw what they said. I was kind of almost agreeing with them. And then I realized, no, you're beautiful just the way you are. So what if your shoulders are a little bit bigger? You like it like that. Doesn't matter what they say. I like the way I look.
And that's, like, so good. Like, we always talk about, like, body positivity and, like, you know, a gym is, like, supposed to be a free place for us. Like, everyone in general, you're supposed to go work out and it's supposed to be a place of, like, no judgment. And the fact that, like, those people are coming in and being, like, I'm gonna judge you. Like, yeah, okay, I can lift, like, you can lift more. You know what I mean? Like, I can lift more than you. Like, sorry, maybe you should, like, practice more. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
No, but, like, I, like, and I said, I look at you and you look so tiny to me. Like, you look in shape. Like,
yeah.
And it's, there's no negativity ever. Like, I look at you and I'm like, she is so fit. Like, she looks so good. Like, you have, like, toned arms, you have toned legs, like, you have, like, abs. Like, you're very, like, in shape. And it's, like, it's a very positive thing in my eyes. Like,
Thank you.
Don't know why people would, you know, maybe, honestly, people are jealous that they don't look good, so they're going to judge you based on that. But, like, you know, it's, I think it's so crazy. Have you ever been, like, and I actually saw this the other day, like, someone got judged, like, based on what they were wearing at the gym. Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. So I'll tell you a story. One time I was at the gym and I honestly, I was only wearing like the Nike Pro, like spandex.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing a sports bra because like that's allowed at the gym. Mm-hmm. It's not like I was breaking any rules.
Yeah.
And this guy comes over to me and he's like, are you asking for it? And I swear to you, my jaw dropped and I go, is what I'm wearing really like that a distraction to you? Really? And he walked out and I actually went to the front desk and talked to them about it because I was just so appalled. Yeah.
I have the chills.
Yeah.
I'm like furious. What?
I
know. That is ridiculous. Like that is absolutely like ridiculous. Like one, like, okay, like you're a grown man. Do not look at me.
Yeah.
Even like women who judge, like, okay, I'm sorry, I can rock these Lululemon leggings in a sports bra and you can't, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, even if, like there should be no judgment. Like, that bothers me more than anything.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. And that's another thing, too. Like, when I was younger, I got bullied a lot by girls just because of, like gymnastics days. And, like, how, like, I was doing so well and, like, my fitness level and all that. And I would get bullied a lot. Like, I would get notes in my locker and be like, stop working so hard. You're making us look bad. Yeah. Oh,
wait, okay.
What is wrong with people?
That just made me so angry. Like, okay, first of all, like, where does this notion come from? Like, why are women hating on each other? For these, like, things, like, you're doing something so positive for yourself, for your own body. How does it affect their life? And why do people feel the need to, like, bring a person down when they're doing something so good?
Exactly. And, like, especially during these times, like, we need girl power. Like, we need to help each other out, like, cheer on each other, not tear each other down.
And I love, like, a lot of gyms, like, in New York when we were there, I noticed a lot of their campaigns were, like, very body positive, which I think is awesome because you're not going to have a stick figure, skinny, like, model, like, 24/7. Like that, you're not, that's not like what you see. And the gym, you're seeing all shapes and sizes. You know, some women have no like ass and big boobs. Like that's just, I mean, that's, it's our bodies. Like that's how God made us. And like, you can't really change that ever. Like, it's crazy that someone will, could like judge. Because it's like, where do you have room to judge me? Like, you're, yeah. I'm sure, like, and I hate saying this, like, you know, abuse is a cycle and, like, bullies are a cycle. And a lot of times, like, you know, a bully's life at home isn't, you know, the best, or they might have had, like, an abusive relationship. And, like, you know, it is a cycle. And unfortunately, sometimes people can break a cycle and become better humans. But other times, like, it stems from something else. And I think that's insane because this day and age, like, trust me, I wish I was a gymnast. I wouldn't be like, you're working too hard, stop being a gymnast. I'd be like, can you teach me a backflip? Like, it wouldn't
literally. Be. Like, so Lauren, I've asked you so many times, like, can you please teach me how to work out?
Oh, absolutely. Girl, I got you.
I know, we're always like, can you, like, film us a video? Like, we need to, like, work out. Yeah. Like, and I always tell her, I was like, you need to create, like, a YouTube channel or something.
Seriously, you do.
I should.
You really should. And it's so crazy though, cause like, I wish like even I could say, like, I barely go to the gym, right? Like, I barely go, and I can even say, like, I've experienced like someone watching me, like, someone looking at me, like, it's like you feel their eyes like on your body as you're doing a certain workout. And it's just like, why? It's so frustrating cause it's like, I'm at the gym to work out, to be healthy, not for your entertainment. And I think that's, like, super, like, something that needs to be addressed more. Or, like, I don't know. It's
it definitely is, like, and I've had that, too, where I've worn, like, this, you know, at my neighborhood, we have a gym. And I've worn, like, Lululemon leggings and one of those, like, tank tops. And I felt like I was being stared at. And, like, it's to the point where I don't even want to go because I don't want to face that. So I'd rather walk around my neighborhood or work out at home, which is crazy because, like, my parents are paying for this gym membership and they're like, use it, use it, use it. And I'm like, I'm not really in the mood to be, like, either googly-eyed by old men or to be judged by women or et cetera and so forth. Like,
yeah.
Which and sucks because.
And I think that's, like, one of the reasons why I feel like I'm afraid to go. Like, not afraid to go work out, but, like, that's why maybe I don't work out as much because I've always felt very, like judged for whatever I'm doing. Like, I feel like I'm doing exercises wrong. And so then people are, like, laughing at me or, like, you know, like, and I'm just trying my best here. And I think that's why I'm just, like, I'm just going to do yoga in a dark room where no one can see me. There's literally a candle.
That's, like, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And then another, like, we do SoulCycle, all of us, and that's what I really like about it is that they're very, like, they're, like, go at your own pace, do what you can. Like, we'll teach you if, like, and the instructors are very positive, and it's a very no-judgment-free zone, which I love because I feel even self-conscious wearing a sports bra to work out, but I'm hot. I'm sweating. I need to take off my shirt. Like, I'm not a guy. I can't go topless. But, like, so, like, that makes me so mad with the whole, like, you know, like, are you asking for it? No, I'm not asking for it. I'm trying to get a workout in. Like, go do you. I'll do me.
Exactly. You do your thing. I'll do my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I actually, this is insane that you said that because I read a story like online, like some girl posted on Facebook and she was saying that she went in to her local like Planet Fitness or something and was wearing like Under Armour shorts and they weren't even spandex. They looked like Nike running shorts. And I think like maybe she had a sports bra on or maybe it was like a tank top. And the manager asked her to leave and called the police on her because of what she was wearing.
Are you kidding me?
The police came and was like, what's the issue? And she was like, I'm getting my things. I'm leaving. I was just trying to work out. And they're like, they like turned to the people and they're like, why did you call us? Like, she's wearing clothes. She's not on drugs. She's not screaming. Like, she's not. And multiple people that were working out in the gym, and there was only two other people besides her, and she was wearing a face mask working out. Two other people besides her came up to them, the police, everything was like, she didn't cause any issues. Like, she's been perfectly fine. I'm not bothered by what she's wearing. You shouldn't be either. And they, like, still kicked her out. And she's like, I'm never going back. Like, to Planet Fitness ever again. Like, it was insane. I was just like, I can't believe that's still happening.
Yeah. I cannot believe that. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's insane. Oh my gosh.
So, like, how does, so we, for those of you who don't know, but Lauren's in a relationship. So how does your boyfriend feel about, like, all this, like, when you tell him, like, do you tell him about, like, the judgment or, like, what, like, you've, like, when people have hit on you or whatever it is?
Yeah, so I've told him, and he's just the most, he's the best. He's so, like, reassuring in myself. He's always like, Lauren, like, you're the most beautiful girl. I don't care how muscular you are. Like, as long as you're happy, then I'm happy. Like, it's, he always makes me feel so good about myself.
That's amazing.
That's so nice. Everyone loves a supportive boyfriend. Yeah, that's all exactly. I have to say.
Yep.
Do y'all, like, work out together ever?
Well, especially since quarantine, we have been working out together all the time. And I love it because it, like, only brings us closer and gives us something to do together. So I love it. We go for runs together. We actually went for a run this morning. Yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah. Do y'all, like, so it does, is he into CrossFit at all, or?
Oh, gosh, no. I love him, but I'm definitely more of, like, the hardcore workout, and he's more of, like, oh, I'm good with a run, you know? Just, like, he's more, yeah, he's not Lauren. Into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She does the hard workouts.
Exactly. Yeah.
You gotta love it, honestly. That's so funny.
So yeah, right? Let's talk a little bit more about your dating life. How long have you guys been dating?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so let's see. It's been 3.5 years, actually.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. And we met in high school.
Oh. Okay.
Love it, yeah. In high school relationship, yeah. Romance.
High school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. That's the word I was looking for. No, like, what is your, like, go-to quarantine date? I would say date, but now you can't, so.
My quarantine date. Well, we actually went on a picnic, and that was the best, because it was, like, right when the sun was about to set, too, and it was just so romantic. I was obsessed with it.
I do have to say, like, a good picnic is always the best date. Like, Anthony and I have done that before, and I was like, this is, like, the best date ever. Like, a good picnic. Right? With a little bottle of wine, that's all you need.
Exactly.
I have still yet to go on a picnic, so I think we're going to have a little chat after this.
Sorry, Aish. Didn't mean to bring that one up. Oh my gosh, okay. Well, let's talk about your TikTok journey. For those of you who don't know, Lauren has become TikTok famous, and she is a boss.
Yes.
What else can you, like, what can you not do, like, at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, literally. Like,
she's going to the Olympics. She's a gymnast. She does CrossFit. Has an amazing boyfriend that throws her picnics. Like,
oh my gosh. I cannot play basketball for the life of me.
Well, there you go.
That's something I can't do. But for TikTok, I just recently, like, downloaded TikTok because, you know, quarantine, I was bored. And just started, like, making videos here and there. Just, like, a fun outlet, honestly. I just love it. And my sister's in some of my videos with me, too. And we kind of just, like, bounce ideas off each other.
Aww.
And I just love it. It's just a good time.
Yeah, you got us, like, all into TikTok.
Yeah,
so
you
thank
really
you,
did.
Lauren.
You're welcome.
No, it's, like, your videos are so funny. Like, I remember when you sent us to sent them to us in the beginning. Like, I was like, these are hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I am dying.
Thank
you. I was
like,
how does she come up with these things? Like,
literally.
Oh, my gosh. Do you see it being, like, a long-term thing?
I do. I actually really want to, like, keep making videos with it, and I actually want to start a YouTube channel. Like, I really want to
do it.
You should totally do it.
You're so good at it.
It's been a dream of mine. Like, I've been wanting to do it for the last few months, like, really badly.
So
like, now's the time.
Yeah, but like, would you make it fitnessy related or
absolutely
everyday life? Okay, all right.
I would do a combination. Mainly fitness, but also maybe, like, some vlogs, because I love watching vlog videos, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah. So, like, you should totally, like, try it. Like, you should definitely do more TikTok, like, workout ones. You've done, like, one, I think, or two, and I loved it. I was like, ugh, you're so good at working out. And I'm just, like, here, like, can't even do a push-up properly.
Oh, thank you. Well, I will take that into consideration, then, for the next few videos.
Yeah, you should.
And send them to me. I need to, like, work out, although I can't do a push-up. So maybe stick to abs and legs.
Yeah.
Less upper body.
I got you, Madison.
Thank you.
Fascinating. So, okay, who is your favorite person to follow on TikTok?
Oh, gosh. This is a basic answer, but I just love watching Addison Rae's, like, videos. Like, okay. I also think she's just so beautiful. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. I just love her.
I really hope that those, like, girls, like, Charlie, Addison, like, Dixie don't, like, get, like, pulled into, like, the Hollywood, like, look. Mm-hmm. Do you know what
Me
I mean?
Too.
Like, I think they are absolutely stunning the way they are, and I really hope they don't get into, like, the lip fillers and, like, the, like, you know, like, that whole look, like, and stuff, because, like, they're just, like, stunning on their own.
Yeah, completely. They're naturally gorgeous.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you guys.
Oh, man, I find myself getting pulled into TikTok drama, like, on the reg. Like, because on Snapchat, they always have, like, those highlights, and I'll literally watch them, and I'll be, like, hours deep into, like, what's going on, like, who texted who, and I'm like, I don't need to be doing this to myself. Like,
I mean, why are we so invested in their lives, first of all, but, like...
No, literally.
It's so interesting. Okay, so I think we want to play a quick game of rapid fire. Are you ready?
Ooh, I'm excited, yes.
Okay. This is our guest tradition, so get ready.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so who is your celebrity crush or hall pass?
Ooh, celebrity crush would have to be, this is so basic, Zac Efron.
Have you watched his new Netflix thing?
Of course I have.
Same.
I have yet to watch it, but, like, it keeps popping up, and I'm like, I need to watch this.
It's so good. It's so interesting, first of all. Like, we definitely, like, you have to watch it. It's so good. But,
no,
like, it's a plus because of Zac Efron. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I think it's a plus to Zac Efron. That's, like, one celebrity that, like, and I saw this actually. It was, like, a meme. It's, like, he was my crush when I was 13, and he's my crush now when I'm in my 20s. Like, he's aged, like,
he's
perfectly for my type.
No,
it's, like, he
literally.
Looked like, and then you look at him when, like, he was really young in, like, High School Musical, like, ew, why did I like him? Like, why did I have the biggest crush on him?
Yeah.
And then it's, like, oh, because he was, like, it back then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what is your favorite killer workout at the moment or someone that you follow online? Like,
okay,
workout?
So going back to, like, the CrossFitters that I follow on Instagram, there's one girl, her name is Katrin David's daughter. Ooh. I know, kind of a crazy name. She's from Iceland, and she's won a couple of the CrossFit games, and I'm obsessed with looking at her workouts. And she actually lives in Boston, so...
Oh, well,
you
really
need
close.
To go on the CrossFit games.
You
oh
do.
My gosh. That would take so much work, though. But you never know.
I think
I'm not going to say
it.
No.
Okay, or you need to go on, like, the X Games or, like, Titan Games. I was watching Titan Games the other night, and I was like, this is insane. Like, absolutely, like, they're, like, flipping over and kicking metal poles.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my God.
I love watching that show.
Because you could do it 100%.
Yeah, you really can. Okay, what is your holy grail product right now, or thing?
Ooh. So this is kind of basic, but I love, like, good skin, and I love taking care of my skin. So I just use Cetaphil, like, the basic, like, everyday, like, cleanser and everything. That's, like, my go-to.
That's insane. We've literally had, like, our guest last week, Samaya, said the same thing. She was like, Cetaphil is amazing. And now I'm like,
oh, really?
Maybe I need to... Yeah, she was maybe I need to try it.
I actually use Cetaphil for my body, like my body lotion. And I've tried their face stuff, too, and I think it's pretty good. So, and they have one with the moisturizer and SPF. I know we talked about that, too, and I was telling Madison she needs to get moisturizer with SPF in it. So...
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. No one, whoever, anyone listening to this is a dermatologist, I'm sorry. I do wear SPF, just apparently not on my face. Okay, what is your favorite song at the moment?
My favorite song at the moment? Oh gosh, this is a tough question. Honestly, anything like Post Malone, I'm obsessed with.
I love Post Malone. Yeah. So much.
I dig his vibe. Like, I just love him.
I like his most recent album, like, was it Hollywood's Bleeding? It literally never, like, goes bad. Like, it's been almost a year now, and I still can listen to it without being like, I can't listen to this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good album when you can do that a year later.
No, exactly.
Okay, are you reading anything right now?
Actually, I am. I'm reading a book that is done by Katrin's David's daughter, the CrossFitter. She actually wrote a book about winning the 2016 CrossFit game. So that's what I'm reading right now.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. I feel like I need to read more biographies.
It would probably be an autobiography because she's writing
autobiography
about herself.
I was confused.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
A bibliography is like the worst what side is at the end.
Yeah, a bibliography is more excited at the end. Not what I want to read. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. What is your go-to outfit?
Go-to outfit. Okay. Are we talking quarantine or outside of quarantine?
You know, it can be whatever you feel like.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I love a cute dress that's like easy, flowy, and then I'm obsessed with wearing like sneakers with a cute dress.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's
go-to outfit.
Yeah.
I feel like that is like a perfect outfit.
It's classic and it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What is your favorite drink at the moment?
So I've really gotten into Arnold Palmer. Like, I don't know why. I'm just, like, obsessed with it right now. I drink it all the time.
I know. That's a good summer drink, though. Like, lemonade iced tea. Like, that's, like, perfect.
Like, it's perfect. I love it. And then if we're talking, like, alcoholic beverages, because, you know, I don't drink
your favorite alcohol.
I'm obsessed with mojitos.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's another good summer.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Have you made some, like, at home?
Yes, me and my mom make them for, like, happy hours.
Nice. So cute. Girl, your mom is so funny, by the way. Just shout out to her.
I'll let her know.
Yeah.
If you could only have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
100% pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't go wrong with pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So nutritional.
I know, right? Here I am talking about fitness and, like, pizza. Yeah.
Hey, you can have cheat days. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every day can be your cheat day.
Literally. If you could choose anyone to play you in a movie, who would it be?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
I think she's so funny.
Yeah. But you look like her a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really like her. I think she's cool. Like, I want to be friends with her.
Yeah, she seems like a good friend, too.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any tattoos, piercings, etc.?
So, I don't have any tattoos, but I do have piercings. I have 3 holes.
Mm.
Yeah. And
love
I used
a good
to
piercing.
Have, right? I used to have my cartilage, but that kind of went downhill. So now I just have the 3.
Oh God.
we have cartilage. We talked about that last week.
Cartilage piercings are the most painful ever. And then if they get infected or they fall out, they close up in like 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Akanja had to. We actually all went out to dinner together. That was the night
where
my earring fell out, and Akanja had to re-pierce my ear.
Oh my
gosh. Remember that?
You were on your way and I was I'll keep the door unlocked and piercing medicine here.
And it was like bleeding. Oh, it was so bad.
Okay.
So bad.
It was hilarious. Okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like it would just be like super helpful. Because I can, like, see what's going on, like, get gossip. I can go take stuff.
I think I said invisibility too. Like, that's a good skill. Not skill, but like, it's good to have. You can do some lurking.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's a good one.
Okay. Advice you give to your teenager self.
Ooh, okay. I would say that everything happens for a reason. If something seems hard, you're going to get through it. It's going to be okay. And just to trust yourself. Trust your instincts.
Oh. Like, literally, like, I have chills. Like, because Samaya last week said everything happens for a reason, too.
No way.
I always say everything happens for a reason.
That's a sign.
Honestly, I think that's, like, what our, like,
the universe is screaming at me right now.
It's literally telling us everything happens for a reason. And honestly, that's probably what's going on. Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, what is the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I received, probably from my mom. And it was basically that I'm smart. I'm independent, and the world is basically at my hands. I can do what I want with it.
Oh, the world is your oyster.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh. I'm about to, like, cry.
I know, me too.
I don't know why.
Should have brought some tissues.
Literally. That's adorable.
Well, you are, like, beyond amazing, and I am so proud of you. And, you know, next time the haters or that creepy guy, whatever, says something to you, be like, look, you wish she looked like me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm perfect in my own way. Like, you can go away.
Exactly. This was so much fun. And I feel like I learned, like, so much more about you. Like, I feel like we're all so close, but it's like, you don't know, like, the whole rowing thing, like, I had no idea. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good chat. Yeah.
Yeah, you are amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. So, thank you so much for tuning in this week to the TLC. We are dropping new episodes every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are available to listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or DM us at The Ladylike Chatter on Instagram or email us, whatever you want to do. We'd love to hear from you. And also, please follow Lauren on Instagram. She's at LG Pool with an E and underscore.
Yes.
So you can see her CrossFit journey from there. We love talking to you. You are awesome.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye.